Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. But it's what we do with this information that determines how our lives will be spent. We've been looking at the spiritual side of things, looking at how to be led, looking at how we believe and why, looking at the disparity of the world around us and asking, does this reflect who I am? And if it's not, getting ourselves in a position to live the life that is more representative of who we are. We have to give our own selves the permission to believe as we believe. Last time I talked to you about being spiritually guided, using scripture, using our belief system to show us what's real and what's not. Jesus told us that he was going to leave a comforter. He was going to leave us a guide, a counselor that was going to be with us and in us. So we should be looking inside for our guidance. He tells us, Jesus said, that the kingdom of God is not over here or over there. The kingdom of God is within. What does that mean? It means that the place where source, the universe, God, our creator should dwell is within us and we within the Father. We are connected from a spiritual perspective, which you could also express as a vibrational perspective. Vibration is a way to express and explain a intangible source that we are connected to. And so when we begin to understand what's being said and what's being taught, we become a lot less fearful because let's face it, many of our spiritual beliefs are based in fear. Everything you do has you going straight to hell. No, don't stop. Don't collect $200. Go straight to hell. And while I'm laughing, it's not a funny matter. It's many people's lives have been completely subverted because what somebody thought they should be doing did not line up with somebody else's concept of what sends you to hell. I've asked this before, I'll continue asking it. Why would a God who gives you free will condemn you to hell for using that free will? It doesn't make sense. In our last episode, we were talking about how we can hear something and it always has been the case that it never made sense. But because somebody explained it away, we accepted that explanation instead of going deeper and farther in to find out our own truth. We have been convinced that you can't know it, that someone else has to provide it. And that was never the case. Otherwise, you would not have been left the spirit of truth that was going to be with you and in you. So, as we're looking around and as we're looking at ourselves, I've told you many, many times, I believe in the truth of Scripture. Just phrasing it from that perspective, I hope that you understand that what I did not say is that there is untruth in Scripture. That some of the things that we are taught were intentionally misguided and to mislead us into control. I heard a statement made about the number of things that were consistent between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And if you're looking at that on the surface, you're saying, wow, all of this adds up. But maybe what we did not consider is the fact that it was intended to line up, that it was written specifically so that it would line up. A couple of episodes ago, I expressed to you the fact that Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. And when we look at the God of the Jewish people, the God that told Moses to go and take the children of Israel out of Egypt. And we look at the way that God handled the people that he called forth. He was willing to, after the golden calf incident, he told Moses, I'm killing everybody. I'm killing all of your people, Moses. And Moses said, why are you giving them to me? These are your people. These are your people. And had to remind God that those were his people. But when we see God, the creator source, as Paul puts it, in him we live and move and have our being. When we look at that God, we see a God that says, love one another. That the greatest thing that you can do is to love me and to love each other the same way that you love yourself. And that predisposing the fact that you do love yourself. Because until you love yourself, you can't love anyone. But that's another story. So when we're looking at these two sides of what has been given to us as the same coin, we have to look at how in the world did God change this much when we cross a barrier to become a loving and compassionate father, as opposed to a vindictive and terrifying God. Again, Jesus was a Jew. And the God that we see in the Old Testament, the Elohim that we see in the Old Testament, was the understanding of the God, quote unquote, that they served. And I will offer to you that it is absolutely not the same God. It is absolutely not the same God. Because Jesus spoke to the Jews about this entity that he called Father, that he called Abba, that he called you don't have to be afraid of. That was part of the rub that caused the difficulties that he experienced with the Jewish scribes and Pharisees. So we want to look very carefully at the fact that the Old Testament was designed, or the New Testament was designed, to coincide with the Old Testament. And in that, we are not looking at the same God, creator, source, universe in the Old Testament that we see in the New Testament. I want to draw your attention to two men who've done a lot of study in this area. And I'm going to give you a forewarning. Don't look at the little thumbnails and all the stuff that is so controversial and so out there in the titles, but look at the content of the information. And that is through a gentleman named Mario Barrio and Paul Anthony Wallace. And the series that they did on Elohim, on the Elohim, which is the word that we have given in the Hebrew Bible, the Torah, the Old Testament, for the entity that we look at and consider to be God. He talks about the fact that it's best translated as powerful ones, and not one, but ones with an S, to understand that what they are describing when they talk about Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews in the Old Testament, is an entity that is among those powerful ones. When you're able to look at those series, listen to it carefully and understand, nobody's trying to take Jesus from anybody. I explained to you myself that my entire development of a spiritual self and understanding who I am came from studying. And that study was precipitated by a desire to know who Jesus was in a more intimate and personal way. As I began to do that, I realized that I had these questions. Why, you know, all over the world, people are saying, well, why would a good God do this? Why would a good God allow that to happen? And when you look at it on the surface, there's a lot of answers that people give that you accept, but that intuitive part of you still knows something is wrong with this picture. I invite you to continue learning, continue growing, because it may very well be that what you will learn now will be the thing that pulls all of these different areas and fibers of your life together in order for you to see the way that God has woven, God the Father, the Source, the Creator, that in which we live and move and have our being, that says that all of this can work together for good because you're getting information that you hadn't been given before, simply because we're living in a time that we haven't lived in before, and it is imperative that truth come out, that we stop believing people who have shown us who they are, and that you cannot believe what they're telling you, and take your life and move forward in a way that allows you to feel within your inner man, yeah, this is it. This is the truth. This is what was going on. Mauro Bellino and Paul Wallace have a series on Elohims, on the powerful ones. Again, don't look at the little thumbnails and the overblown titles. Listen to what the people have to say and give yourself an opportunity to not be so threatened that you're going to hell by everything that you do, that you can't listen. And if it doesn't fit you, don't put on the shoes. Let it not fit you. But if it does, it's going to give you in a concise format a lot of information that may be very good in terms of bringing you the enlightenment that you've been needing to answer the questions that you've always had. We'll move forward in looking at some more truth and some more of the things that can set you free, that can make where you've been in life make sense, and understand how you've been able to be controlled so that you can move forward with a new understanding of who you are, who God is, what Jesus' role was in introducing you to this source of all things that is so diametrically different from that God or the gods that the children of Israel served, that were that are written in the Old Testament. It makes it all make sense. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But it's only the truth that you know. Until you find out the truth, you will remain exactly where you are. You will be cut short of reaching your full potential because you never were released from the bonds that held you back. I hope you'll continue with me. Join me at my website, www.dranitamc.com. If you haven't gotten your copy of A Diamond Journey Journal, please do so. It will give you the opportunity to set in order what you need to learn and how to do it, and motivate you to keep going. Also, join me on Noom Vibe and Fanbase.